Hey, why are you so glum, chum? Not happy with the way you look? Don't worry, my friend. You're not alone. Lots of people think you know oil painting. But before you go crazy with the plastic surgery, make a date with Quando, London's finest hair salon. Our trained team of technicians will tousle, tint, cut your hair until you look like a new you again. So, hey, put down that scalpel and pick up the phone. Quando, we can change your life without rearranging your face.
Quando Hair Salon, King Street, Southwest 4. While others go about more ordinary business, these happy hairdressers cleverly clip the crops of crowded Clapham.
And you gentlemen say you last had your hair cut in 1964?
Yeah.
So, you want to look like Vincent van Gogh?
Pardon?
And how's the water, Mr. Webber?
I want to look like Pamela Anderson.
And now for the other one.
I want to look like Evander Holyfield.
Oh! I would very much like to look like Toulouse-Lautrec.
How's the water now, Mr. Wentworth?
Welcome to the world of Quando, the simply brilliant creation of three brilliantly simple men, René, Carlo and Charlie Quando, who left the tiny Italian village of Tinto armed only with hope, talent and something for the weekend. Now Quando swells with a suave sophistication others find simply staggering. Three floors, 200 pairs of scissors and more mirrors than the Palace of Versailles.
I want to look like Marie Antoinette.
The Quando Salon, where even the trainees fight to pursue the Quando dream.
All together now and cut, and blow, and cut, and blow, and cut, cut, blow, and check, 2, 3, 4.
You've got a very long lunch break.
Good.
Where are you going on holiday?
Excellent. Okay, everybody, from the top. And this time, try to sound a little less interested. 1, 2, 3, 4.
One former recruit, Anthony Keystone, abandoned a doctorate in ballet ballistics and applied psychology at the University of San Francisco to be part of the Quando legend. Anthony, now senior stylist, has served the scissors for 6 years. His book, Haircutting and the Human Conditioner, is a Quando set text.
A trim, please, thanks.
Excuse me?
Just a trim. A little bit off the top and sides.
Just a trim. Where do you get off?
I'm sorry?
Your hair is not a separate entity that you can patronize on some kind of a dismissive trim whim. These follicles are part of you. Each strand clings to your cranium as a child would to its mother. Hey, consider, if you will, the inhumanity of...
Look, I haven't got much time.
Oh, please. Look, I haven't much time. In the words of Rousseau, time is a great teacher. Sadly, it kills all its pupils.
Okay. No trim whims. My cranium is a child. And whatever else you said, okay?
Now we're getting somewhere. Center parting?
Mrs. Wilson, please make your way to basin 19. Basin 19 for Mrs. Wilson.
Down at the wash basins, hair is being made squeaky clean, ready for the cut, by a team of London's finest rinsers.
And then I saw him again at Wembley in 88. He was brilliant. We were behind this pillar, but we could do everything. Even like when I went out to the toilet, I could still hear him.
Basin number 12. Tracy Alcock tackles a perm-damaged, dry unmanageable. 3 days into her first job, Tracy still dreams of comic photo love stories and George Michael concerts.
And we had to queue overnight for the tickets, but it was worth it. I went with Carol. She's my best mate from school. She reckons her sister Gail used to go out with Boyzone. All of them. But she chucked them because they were boring. Did you want any conditioner, Mr. Ashcroft?
No thanks.
Last summer, George Michael Fan Club did a trip to hospital in Bletchley, where he was born. It'd been knocked down and made into a multi-storey car park, but we know.
Last call for Mrs. Wilson to Basin 19. Thank you.
But all is not well at these polished premises, as Carlo Quando knows only too well.
Mamma mia!
In a scene of otherwise perfect coiffuric calm, one pair of scissors lies still. René Quando has returned to his homeland to enter the international topiary competition in Milan.
He
Yes, welcome back to the Topiary Channel, where it's topiary action all day here.
With René out of the office, the order book is full of the wrong kind of orders.
Is this Quando here, Cheryl?
Yes.
14 ton of Easy Style here, Gel. Sign here, please.
The stylists are making stupid mistakes.
Just a tad more off the top, please.
More off the top. Hokey dokey!
In fact, without René, even the team of Quando receptionists are losing their collective marbles.
Quando, good morning. Quando, hello. Morning, good Quando.
Oi, Wilson, Basin 19, move it.
This is Quando Arsenal.
Yes.
One sperm whale, 400 tons krill plankton assorted. Sign here, please.
Then, just as things didn't seem like they could get any worse...
Good morning. I've come on behalf of the President of Uruguay. The President wishes to have his regular appointment tonight at 6.
There's a man wants to book an appointment for the President of Uruguay.
Oh, my goodness. He come this day, this time every year. Tell him okay.
That's fine. President of Uruguay, tonight at 6.
Very good. And remember, no one must mention the President's head.
I don't know what I'm going to do. The President of Uruguay is coming and René's in Milan trimming the bushes. We cannot do this without René.
Why ever not?
Because of the President's enormous head.
Shh. It takes the organization of a general to cut his hair. In Uruguay, a large head is considered attractive. This is how he became president. He is literally the head of state. No, don't laugh. No one can ever laugh at the head of the President of Uruguay.
As the hour of 6 approaches, tempers are tampered and patience is frayed. Without René, the empire that is Quando is starting to crumble.
Conditioner?
I'm bald.
I was only asking.
And then it arrived, the strike of 6, and with it came the President of Uruguay.
Carlo, Charlie, he's here.
Are you sure it's him?
It's a limousine. Uruguayan flags festooned along either side. Uruguayan number plate. People shouting, long live Uruguay.
Is the sunroof open with a big head sticking out?
Yes.
It's him!
It's him!
Attention all Quando employees. The President of Uruguay has arrived. Be polite and nobody, and I mean nobody, mention his head.
Hello. I have an appointment. I am the President of Uruguay.
That's nice. Would you like to take a seat, Mr. President?
Very good.
What are we going to do?
I don't know. René, he always makes the arrangements.
Can I get you something to drink, Mr. President? Tea? Coffee?
Beer. I'll have a beer.
Bottle?
No, straight from the tap, so that I get a bigger head.
Shh.
Okay, Mr. President, Tracy Alcock, basin number 14, will wash your hair.
Very good.
Steve, take the President to basin 14, please.
Very good, Mr. Quando. Up on board, Mr. President. Mind you...
Steve?
Oh, yes, Mr. Quando.
What are we going to do?
I don't know. The stupid René and his hedge cutting. I could kill him many times. See?
Quando, where, Shalom?
Yes.
600 gallons perming solution, 2 Javanese nose pipes. Sign here, please.
Well, where was Andrew Ridgely when he needed him, huh? Oh, look, Tracy. El Presidente is here.
Oh, my word. Look at the size
Tracy!
Of... Oh, it's like a hairy moon. Hello, Mr. President of Uruguay. My name is Tracy, and I'll be washing your hair today. If you could just put your... just nod backwards, please. Hello, Mr. President. Where are you going on your holidays?
Uruguay.
Sounds nice. Been there before. All done. Up we get there, Mr. President. Mr. President?
Muchas, muchas.
Hey,
Hey, everybody! I won! Carlo!
René!
Charlie!
René!
Boys, I won the competition! I am international top-topiary!
Mr. Quando!
See?
The president of Uruguay won't wake up. He fell asleep and wedged his bonce in my basin with the weight of his enormous...
Shh! René! This may just give us the time we need.
Yes, and fear not, my fearful brothers. First prize in the international topiary competition was a pair of a large golden shields.
Hello? What happened?
You fell asleep, Mr. President.
And my hair?
Take a look.
What's that?
A swan, Mr. President. It's a swan.
It's fantastic.
And not only that, take a look at the back. Tracy, mirror, please.
Oh, five little baby swans. René, you're magnificent. Three cheers for René, everybody.
Three cheers, Mr. President? I only used one.
Tell me, when will you be mine? Tell me, Quando, Quando, Quando.
So, a president parts pleased and the reputation of London's premier salon sails on unblemished. But what is in store for our intrepid trio? Find out this and more at your next appointment with the brothers three that are Quando, Quando, Quando.
I want to look like Monica Lewinsky.
I want to look like George Clooney.
Hey, get in line.
This is Quando, 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 where, salon?
No, it's the reading room at the British Library.
One first edition, Dickens, David Copperfield. Sign here, please. Quando, Quando, Quando was written by Rainer Hirsch and Mark Mayer and featured Mark Mayer, Rainer Hirsch, Catherine Tate and Stephen Greif. The producer was Claire Jones.
Every moment's a day. Every day seems a lifetime.
Quando, Quando, Quando Hair Salon, how can I help you?
Good morning. I'd like to book a haircut, please.
I'm afraid we're fully booked at the moment.
That's a pity. I've had you very highly recommended, and I just really wanted a very simple, quick cut.
Oh, well, can I take your name, please?
My name is Nicholas Parsons.
Oh, you're very good.
I beg your pardon?
Well, most people who phone up pretending to be Nicholas Parsons aren't that convincing.
I'm sorry, I am Nicholas Parsons.
Who is it?
It's just another Nicholas Parsons impersonator, Mr. Quando. He's very good, this one.
Excuse me, I did hear that. I'm not an impersonator. I am Nicholas Parsons. I've always been Nicholas Parsons, and actually I tend to remain Nicholas Parsons.
Well, just a minute, Mr. Parsons.
Oh, very funny. Yeah, the just a minute gag, it does rather follow me around. I suppose you want me to talk now about hesitation, repetition or deviation on the subject of trying to get an appointment.
Winner!